morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week I'm talking about how to interpret the Bible. I've laid a foundation. First, we need to know what the Bible is. It is the Word of God. And then what does that mean? What is the purpose of studying the Bible? Because we have to know the purpose before we can interpret it correctly. And I'm telling you that the purpose is to hear God speak to you. And so we've been talking a little bit about how do we hear God speak to us? How does God tell us things we need to know to live our life? And I believe God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak personally to you. He has a plan and will for your life that is good and will bring joy and will bring satisfaction, and you can have a passion for life and live without regrets if you follow what God is telling you, if you listen to His voice. So how do we do that? Well, I'm telling you, it is by encountering God through Scripture. It is through meditating on God's Word. It is through studying the Bible. And I'm talking about studying the Bible in a broad sense. I'm talking about any activity that leads you to meditate, to think about, to ponder Scripture in a way in which you're considering how it might affect your life, the choices you make, the beliefs you have, the goals you have in life. When you're thinking about those in relation to Scripture, you're meditating on Scripture. Sermons can lead you to do that. Hymns can lead you to do that. Prayer can lead you to do that. So I believe God speaks to us in many different ways. It's not just when you sit down by yourself at home and open your Bible and read your Bible, or read a devotional or something like that. I think it's God will speak to you if you have a life, a pattern of having the Scriptures as an authority in your life, and you are steadily, year by year, wanting to grow in your understanding of the Scriptures and your obedience to the Scriptures. So that should involve a number of things. You should want to regularly read the Bible personally. You might not read the Bible every single day. I don't think it's a sin if there's a day or two of the week you don't read your Bible. But some kind of regular Bible reading that works with your schedule on a personal level is very helpful. Having some kind of plan at the beginning of the year is, here's what I want to read this year in the Bible, either the New Testament or the whole Bible, or maybe the Gospels and Psalms, or, you know, something. You have a plan. And maybe these are the three times of the week I can do that. That's great. Have a plan. But I think preaching is also such an important part of that. I think Christian music can be such an important part of that. So how does God speak to us? I believe God speaks to us through a number of ways. He can speak to us through church. As we're involved in church and hearing preaching, hearing teaching, as we're singing songs that implant in our minds the emotional truths of Scripture. So many great hymns are written based on some promise in Scripture that has greatly encouraged a believer in the past, and they've written this beautiful hymn that goes with it or explains it or emotionally proclaims it, and then we sing it and it touches our heart, and that's God ministering to you, God speaking to you through that. Or it might be as you're praying. You think about, maybe you're praying the Lord's Prayer, for instance, maybe not, you know, your own prayer, but even just praying a prayer of Scripture, and you think, you know, there's someone I need to forgive because I was thinking about them this morning. I was angry with them. I haven't forgiven them. I need to forgive them. That's God using the Holy Spirit to call to your attention a Scripture or a principle in Scripture about forgiveness that you need to apply specifically to someone in your life. That's not just your idea. That is God speaking to you through the Holy Spirit using Scripture. You are hearing God's voice. Now, will you obey? That's always the question. So God can speak to you through prayer. He can speak to you through church. As you learn something from the Bible through church you didn't know before, maybe Sunday school class. Now you're changing something about your beliefs, changing something about how you're treating someone else. God has spoken to you through that. It can be through personal Bible study. It can be through your circumstances. You come across someone who has some kind of difficulty they need help with, and you think about, you know, what would the Bible have me do in this situation? and you apply that principle, and it leads you to act in a way you might not act if you weren't meditating on the scripture, that's God using a circumstance in which the Holy Spirit then calls to mind a scripture or a biblical principle, and it changes what you do. It informs what you should do in that situation. But it's also, it's not just moment by moment, it's also kind of the big picture. What is the goal of my life? Well, if you regularly are reading the Bible and are in good study of the Bible or have good preaching in your life, you're going to know the goal of your life is to glorify God. And so you're not willing to do anything, whatever it takes to get that promotion. For you, it's more important that you are loving to others, that you are doing your best work, that you are doing what your boss would want you to do, even if he's not watching. You know, all of these kinds of principles, I think, pay off in time when it comes to promotions and finances, and the Bible has a lot to say about finances. But for you, the end goal isn't how can I make the most money and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to do it. For you, the end goal is to live a life honoring to God, live according to His financial principles, and then let God take care of the results. And know that even the most righteous person can face financial calamity if it's part of God's plan to teach you some things, to grow you in patience, to draw you closer to Him. You can have confidence that whatever happens, you're right in the middle of God's will. All right, this is what I think I would just call biblical living, but I'm specifically talking about hearing God speak personally to you through the Holy Spirit through Scripture. And that is how the Bible says again and again how God speaks to us. That's how Jesus taught that we should hear from God. He says, "Have you not read in the Scriptures what God said to you?" And so for Jesus, this the Word of God, calling the Bible the Word of God means God speaks to you personally and directly through the Holy Spirit as you read Scripture. And this is really what I mean when I talk about the Bible being the ultimate resource for life. And unfortunately, I think most Christians don't really know how to use the Bible this way. We know certain parts of Scripture. We love Psalm 23. We love the Gospel of John. We love some of those wonderful promises in Philippians, like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But when we get into some of the regulations about sacrifices in Leviticus, or some of the strange slave laws in Exodus 21, you know, we kind of shrug our shoulders and say, what do I do with that? How does that help me feel better about my life today? And everything in the Bible is not there to help you feel better. It's there for our instruction. We've got to know how to use it. We've got to know how to apply the principles there to our life, and it will help us in every area of life. I believe the Bible addresses three categories I'm going to talk about and continue tomorrow, and that is our mind, our heart, and our strength. The Bible helps our mind. It helps us understand who God is, who we are, what we should and shouldn't be doing in order to achieve God's purpose for our life. It gives us the information. But Scripture is also living and active and powerful, and it cuts to our heart, Hebrews 4:12 says. And so we can find comfort. We can be convicted of sin. We can be overwhelmed with joy as we apply certain principles of Scripture to our lives. And then the Bible also gives us strength, the resolve to do what God has called us to do. It renews our mind to think biblically and to reject unbiblical thinking. And it increases our resolve to overcome temptation because it continually tells us God's truth, God's plan is what's best for you. And it's only when you're saturated in biblical truth and growing in your understanding that you benefit from the Scriptures in all these ways and can apply it to everything from depression, anxiety, anger, fear, all these things. The Bible gives you everything you need to follow God's plan through the midst of these things. If you'd like more information about this than what I offer in the program, I have a book called Prosperous and Successful. You can find it on Amazon. It goes through this whole series. And I'll pick up here tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.